talking about why your parents wanted you to break up with your person of a story gone viral of this father found out that his daughter's boyfriend didn't know how to change a tire. She was stranded at the end of the road, basically. So it's been viral. We've been talking about just certain situations where your parents wanted you to break up with your person. And we told you to give us a call.
602-805-0101.
Let's tap in with Ashley in Gilbert, East Valley. All right, Ash, what happened?
Okay, so things were starting to get serious with my guy. So I brought him to a family hangout. We have a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, my dad pulls me aside and he goes, "Oh, you cannot date this guy."
Okay.
I asked him why not. And he said, well, basically he knew his dad, like my boyfriend's dad,
mm-hmm.
from middle school, high school. He was a big bully to him. Like, he bullied my dad.
And, oh, damn.
Wow.
And, like, can you imagine having parties where we're all trying to get along, but, like, he starts bullying me again or something? He just would not let it go.
Yeah.
First of all, what are the odds? Arizona's just the biggest, smallest state
ever. It really is.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, my God. So, obviously, you tell your boyfriend after the fact, like, hey, if it was a little awkward, my dad just told me that your dad used to bully him back in the days in school. What did your boyfriend say?
He was not having it. He's like, my dad is an absolute peach, and like, you're wrong, and this is not gonna work out.
Guess the race.
Yeah, so Jake, that's all you.
All right, guys, you know, I can take it from here. Listen, we change over time, believe it or not. We normally used to stuff kids in the trash can and stuff like that. We elevate, we get humbled. It's interesting that your dad wouldn't be able to let it go, especially with, you know, as mature as people get. You know, I know some of the people that bullied me in high school. They're completely different now, and I don't think it must have been traumatizing,
right,
to say you can't date him because his dad bullied.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go off what the dad says. If you say he can't date, maybe it was that traumatizing.
Yeah.
To think, like, listen,
yeah.
I'm putting myself in your situation, Ash. I don't think, like, say, my daughter, she's only 9, but, you know, in about 15 years when she starts dating, obviously. And she brought this boy, and I knew this boy's dad was Mike Rossiter. Mike Rossiter was my bully in junior high. There ain't no way. I'm like, there's no way I want to spend the fourth quarter of my life with Mike Rossiter, part of my family.
Yeah, because you would think that you'd be able to bury it for your kids. But at the same time, when you have your own personal experience with someone and you want far away from them, you don't want to force yourself to have to like them.
Yeah. Now, with this guy you were dating, how long were you dating this guy for?
Oh, like a month. It wasn't a long thing.
Okay, yeah.
No. Okay.
But, like, it was headed in that direction, you know?
You really liked him.
I did.
Yeah. Did he make your toes curl?
Something like that.
You know, my wonder is, why didn't you just stick it out a little bit? I would hear my parent out, but
I'd be gone.
Continue. Really?
Yeah. A month in, and I found out that the girl I'm dating, she used to bully my mom, and my mom's like, you can't. Oh my God, I hate her mom. I'm like, oh, no, this is not even worth the headache.
That's so selfish as a parent to say that, especially if you like the person you're dating.
Yeah.
I feel like it does put the kid in the awkward position, but at the same time, you're saving yourself time, stress and drama. God, if it's only a month, I would dump him too. Yeah.
Grown men in a room to hash it out. What are you talking about?
I'd like to see JD's bully. What's her name?
Her name was Rosie. Okay.
Rosie. See if you can bury the hatchet with Rosie.
Yeah.
I know she beat the hell out of you the third period.
She gave me 2 knuckle sandwiches, bro.
Those trash cans hated to see you coming.
All right. Well, did you keep in contact with this guy, or was just done, one and done, literally?
You know, we went back and forth on it, but eventually it was like one of those things where I was like, no, I don't want friction.
Yeah.
That sucks. Friction. It wasn't even the friction between you two.
Well, maybe you can still have friction. Maybe you just have him as a booty call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're lonely.
Yeah.
You know, he comes over, stuffs something in your trash can.
Tell your daddy's soft.
Oh, poor dad. Soft. Why is dad taking L's on it?
You have childhood trauma. Let the dad have childhood trauma.
I sure do. If my dad told me this exact scenario, I'd be like, you know, you need to figure it out.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Because this Latina stay.
Lupe, let's go. We're going to Filiberto's for lunch. All right.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you have a new man in your life?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Got to go through mom and dad. Was your dad a nerd? Did he get picked on a lot? Because you want to... Hey, dad, by the way, can I get all the names and last names of all the guys that bullied you?
Yes, get the list.
Get the cheese, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted, and thank you for at least sharing your story.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ash. I mean, she really has to tap in with dad and really ask the question, because what if her dad was like the biggest nerd and everyone picked on him?
I know. All that trauma, you really have to check in.
I know. And JD over here is saying, oh, get over it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're kind of a nerd for holding on to it this long. If you haven't worked it out through traumatic therapy, yeah. Right.
Easy for you to say.
All right, I'm not going to stand on this hill. I'm not going to pretend like that's supposed to be my take. I'm sorry.
Poor dad, man.
I know.
Because we don't know the specifics. You know, people say bullying. Like, at what degree, though, man?
Yeah. No, I'm with you, all right? God. I'm with you guys.
All right.
You don't want to get roasted, that's why.
I can relate to the bullying.